Last year, the legislative push to legalize marijuana suffered a rather quick demise in the Vermont House. But this year, lawmakers appear to be more receptive, that is, to the proposal. And a bill introduced this week would legalize possession of up to 2 ounces of cannabis. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld talked to the bill's sponsors.
Representative Tom Burdett represents the Republican stronghold of West Rutland. And when a proposal to legalize marijuana passed the Senate last year and made it to the House, Burdett was one of its more vocal critics. Burdett doesn't think his constituents are any more on board with the legalization plan this year than they were in 2016. So why on earth is he one of the three lead sponsors on a House bill to legalize marijuana?
Last year was a whole different animal than it is this year. We have 5 new members on the committee this year. The numbers are totally different. Not that we've taken any votes, but I'm willing to bet that it's going to pass and pass easily in committee.
If the legalization train is leaving the station, then Burdett wants to help drive it. And he says this year's version of the bill offers a far more responsible path to cannabis reform than the language passed by the Senate in 2016. Rather than create a legal commercial market for the cultivation and retail sale of marijuana, the House bill simply legalizes possession of up to 2 ounces or less. It would also allow for the cultivation of up to 2 mature marijuana plants and 7 immature plants.
The majority of Vermonters do want to see legalization, but really on what some have described as a Vermont scale, to begin with anyway.
That's Representative Chip Conquest, a Democrat from Wells River, and another of the bill's 3 co-sponsors. Conquest says the decriminalization bill passed by lawmakers in 2013 created some shaky legal ground. That law made possession of an ounce or less of marijuana a civil infraction punishable by a fine.
And I think the next logical step is to simply acknowledge that there's still some irrationality in that system, right? We're still asking people to break the law in a way in order to do what they've been doing.
Representative Maxine Grad is the Democratic chairwoman of the House Judiciary Committee and the 3rd sponsor on the legalization bill. Grad says the proposal is part of a broader criminal justice reform effort.
And it fits into our work on looking at the criminal justice system and where are we spending our resources, how are we spending them, and what results we're getting.
The bill would also lessen criminal penalties for possession of quantities in excess of 2 ounces, and separate legislation would make possession of small amounts of heroin or cocaine a misdemeanor instead of a felony. Laura Subin is the director of the Vermont Coalition to Regulate Marijuana. Subin calls the House bill a, quote, exciting step forward for Vermont. She says she hopes lawmakers will follow it up with a tax and regulate model that allows for commercial cultivation and retail sales.
Because with regulation comes the opportunities for people to know the potency in the product that they're getting, for us to raise revenues, for law enforcement, for drug treatment, for education for our young people.
Republican Governor Phil Scott says he's not opposed to legalization, but that he has concerns about highway safety and edibles. He said Thursday he'd be willing to consider the House plan. Senator Dick Sears, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, says he's glad to see the House embracing the legalization concept, and he says the Senate will be eager to take up whatever the House ultimately passes. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.